Looking at our past can be confronting, but doesn't have to be. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are once again trying to make every day count with something deep and meaningful. And as we record this video, we're about to go into the month of Elul, the Jewish month of Elul, which is known as the month of preparation for the new year. In just over 4 weeks, we'll have Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the new year. And God gives us this month to prepare, to reflect, to repair, and to reconnect, to come into the new year fresh and ready, to crown God as King and to receive all these blessings for a wonderful good year ahead. So part of what we do in this month is known as Chodesh HaCheshbon. It's the month of stock taking. Just like in a business, once in a while, the business sort of slows down the trading and just actually puts in effort to invest in evaluating, stock taking, understanding what's working, what's not working. So too, we are taught the month of the Elul is a month where there's a very strong closeness between us and God. It's like the analogy of a king who's in the field, who's very accessible, and we can approach him, but we need to do it in the context of reflecting on the year gone by, thinking what has worked in our relationship between us and Hashem, what hasn't worked, where the areas of weaknesses, whether it's spirituality, whether it's in our relationships, whether any area of our life experience, and to try and prepare for a stronger year ahead. But the question is, not everyone likes to reflect. Not everyone likes to go back into the past. Going back into the past could be very confronting. In fact, it could backfire. Going too much into our past could really, if we think too much about what we've done and what we haven't done, what we should have done, mistakes we made in our relationships, in our spiritual connection, it actually could induce despair. It could induce a feeling of being stuck. Well, if that's the kind of year ahead, and the truth is the year before that wasn't much better maybe, then maybe it's just not for me. Maybe I'm just not going to improve. Maybe I'm just not going to move forward. And in fact, it induces despair, it induces despondency, and it brings about a feeling of, I just don't seem to be able to do this. But the real answer to that is no, on the contrary. The past is a wonderful opportunity. And when we say we shouldn't get stuck in the past, that means we shouldn't define ourselves by our mistakes and failures of the past year or the past time. But actually, we do confront the past in a different context altogether. We know that God understands that we're human and that we make mistakes and that God just wants us to improve. But the way we improve stronger and become a stronger and a better individual is by specifically looking at the past and let the past be the teacher of the future. Let the mistakes of the past, let's understand them, analyze them. Why did they come about? Why did we do that? What was the consequence? Did it bring us to any greater, deeper meaning and purpose? Did it make us happy? And let us use the past to inform the strategy for the future. Let's use the past to understand how we can become stronger and overcome. What were the things that brought about those mistakes? How can we fix that? How can we re-strategize and strengthen ourselves to do a lot better in the future? It's not about being stuck in the past. It's not about being let down by the past. It's about learning from the past, taking responsibility and letting the past be a future, be a teacher for the future. And when we do that, what we're actually doing is we're saying we're transforming the negativity into the past. The past then becomes a catalyst for a greater tomorrow, for better behavior and connection going forward. So in fact, we take the mistake and we turn it into a catalyst for the greatest future that we can have. And how does it all work, and how do we put that into a sort of an understanding and a context? We need to understand it in the following way. Because in truth, we are not defined by our successes and our failures. Something we've said many times, and that is that our soul, we each have a neshama, we each have a soul. That soul is multi-layered. It's got the layer of behavior, the layer of emotion, the layer of cognition, the layer of subconscious. But then we've got the deep core spark at the very essence, at the very foundation of our neshama, of our soul. And that is the purity of our soul, the godliness of our soul, the spark, the godly flame that is at the core and foundation of every single neshama, which is really the true identity of who we really are. That's our definition. The other layers of our existence, behavior, emotion, cognition, and so on, that belongs to us, and we've got to take responsibility for it, but it doesn't define us. And therefore, we're not stuck by how we experience those layers. We're not stuck into how we behave. We're not stuck into how we respond emotionally. We're not stuck in our distorted thinking, because we are defined, we are who the real us is, something much deeper than that. It's that godly spark, that purity, at that infinity, which is at the very essence of who we really are. When we understand that, we understand, number one, that if we really are that infinite spark, we can always grow. We can always improve. And in fact, what we can do is take the past, learn from it. Learn from it, not get stuck in it. Don't define yourself by it. Learn from it and return to your real self and become much better in the future. We know that in this month, one of the Hebrew words often used during this month and then throughout Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the word tshuva. Tshuva is repentance. That's how it's normally translated, but it's actually incorrect. Obviously, it includes repentance. We always have to make amends for the people we've hurt and the things we've done, the mistakes we've made, and so on. But the word tshuva actually means to return. Return to our godly connection, but also means to return to our inner self, our real self, our godly self, our true self, our pure self. Not to get stuck in the things we did and didn't do. Yes, we're responsible for them. We're here in this world to achieve and to do things and to succeed, but we're not defined by any of that. We're really defined by who we really are. So it comes this month, tshuva, we go back to our source, to go back to our essence and say, I can do better than this. I am intrinsically a good person. I need to take responsibility for the past and I need to improve, but I can do that because inherently I'm still pure. And therefore I can actually have the power to use the past, to confront the past and to use it as being the greatest teacher for the future, for the year ahead. That is how we do the cheshbon. That's how we look at the past without getting stuck in it. On the contrary, using the past as a catalyst for a much greater and stronger future. So let's just try and reflect on that for a little bit. Let's first of all connect to our neshama on many levels, and let's just relax and focus. As you always do, turn your attention to your breathing, just connecting to the rhythm of life, breathing in and out. If you wonder, just bring it back slowly. Try to focus, and every time you inhale, feel it as the air as it fills your lungs. Feel the sensation of exhaling and letting go. Without breathing, we cannot live. Breathing gives us the very oxygen necessary to exist, to be alive. But we don't always notice that powerful rhythm of life through our breathing. When we pay attention to it, we realize this is the music of life. Breathing in and out is the very thing that keeps us alive. It is the essence of life. But breath, neshima in Hebrew, is only an expression of the neshama, of the soul. Breathing in and out connect not only to the rhythm of physical life, connect to the rhythm, the music of our true essence, our soul, our godly infusion. With this breath, connect deeper and deeper to your neshama, your soul. As we go deeper, we go to the various layers of the soul, the power to behave, to act, the power to feel emotionally. Power to think, cognition. Power to go deeper into the subconscious. But with tshuva, we return to the deepest layer, the essence of the soul, the purity, the spark, the inherent goodness, godliness that we all have. I own my behavior. I'm responsible for my emotional reactions and for what I think and learn, but they don't define me. I'm defined by my spark, my inner spark, the purity of the soul, the infinity of the soul. I am not stuck in the past. I own the past and use it to teach me a better future. How to strategize, how to improve. I return to my inner self, my neshama, so I can channel my behavior of the past into positive energy, a catalyst for improvement in the future. Come back to where we are, and as we go through the month of Elul, hold on to that. You are not defined by your past, you own your past. You need to use it to make a better tomorrow. Have a wonderful day and a successful month.